This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breitinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs and the small dogs who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Donald Trump's latest grift that he just announced on his social media platform with a video that he posted of himself is he is now selling Bibles for $59.99 at GodBlessTheUSABible.com. He recorded a video of himself saying that he is endorsing this Bible. Here's the website, GodBlessTheUSABible. And the website is advertising that this is the only Bible endorsed by Donald Trump. This follows Donald Trump selling NFT trading cards of himself dressed like an astronaut and like a cowboy. And it also follows Donald Trump in Philadelphia, where he sold Donald Trump gold sneakers. Also, if you go on Donald Trump's social media platform, you will see advertisements for things like Donald Trump golden cards, Save America gold cards, and Trump golden bills. Collect yours today. This is the leader of the Republican Party who the Republicans want to give the nuclear codes to. Let me show you the video that Donald Trump just made of himself promoting the God Bless the USA Bible that he is now selling on GodBlessTheUSABible.com. Here, play this clip.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA? In connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible.
So that's how he introduces it. Then here's what he says. It's like a 4-minute video. If you want to go and watch it, you could check out the full video. I'll just show you some of the clips. Here's another portion of the video.
What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
And by the way, he goes on and on rambling in this video, endorsing and promoting and saying, you got to buy this Bible, just $59.99, everybody. Here, play this clip.
And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it.
Okay, let's take a look at that website, the God Bless the USA Bible. This is what it says. Order today. Order's yours today. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. It's easy to read, large print, and slim design. This Bible invites you to explore God's Word anywhere, anytime. This Bible has been designed so that it delivers an easy reading experience in the trusted King James Version translation. This large print Bible will be perfect to take to church, a Bible study, work, travel, etc. This Bible also features a copy of Handwritten Chorus to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and you see here it says, in stock now, $59.99. Due to high order volume, please allow up to 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. What is the refund and return policy for the Trump God Bless the USA Bible? We want our customers to be 100% satisfied with their Bible purchases. In the event the product is damaged during delivery, we will gladly replace your Bible with a new one. All sales from GodBlessTheUSABible.com are final. Note, personalized Bibles are non-refundable. In other words, they're non-refundable. That's, I guess, what they're trying to say right there. So as you look through this as well, here's what it says. Here's one of the frequently asked questions. Is any of the money from this Bible going to the Donald J. Trump campaign for president? And just look at how mischievous they are right here. I mean, take a look. It goes, no, GodBlessTheUSABible.com is not political and has nothing to do with any political campaign. GodBlessTheUSABible.com is not owned, managed, or controlled by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, CIC Ventures LLC, or any of their respective principals or affiliates. You go, okay, maybe this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Keep reading the fine print. GodBlessTheUSABible.com uses Donald Trump's name, likeness, and image under a paid license from CIC Ventures LLC, which license may be terminated or revoked according to its terms. Okay, so in other words, Trump runs this thing. I've tried so many different things to maintain a heart-healthy lifestyle, like crash-course diets or starting a daunting cardio routine, and frankly, it just hasn't been helpful for me. We often think living a more heart-healthy life means making big, unsustainable changes, but with Super Beats Heart Chews, you can get daily blood pressure support in just 2 tasty chews a day, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Heart health is important for me because I want to be around as long as possible for my loved ones. Super Beats Heart Chews gives me the peace of mind that I'm doing the right thing and doing something good for myself every day. I take Super Beats Heart Chews every morning, and after taking them, I feel like I have more energy to take on the day. Super Beats Heart Chews are a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. It's plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. I cannot recommend Super Beats Heart Chews enough to you, our viewers and listeners. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to MidasBeats.com. Yep, we got our own website there, folks. Get the exclusive offer only at MidasBeats.com, spelled MeidasBeats.com. Thank you. What is CIC Ventures LLC? That is Commander in Chief LLC, owned by Donald Trump. It is the same entity that did the deal with the NFTs. It is the same entity that did the deal with 45 Footwear LLC, the one where Trump was out there in Philadelphia selling the golden shoe. Then when you go and you look at, okay, 45 Footwear LLC, where... it's like a real company. Like, where is this based? Oh, it's a parking lot in Sheridan, Wyoming. Let's take a look at where's the NFT based. Like, the company that the Trump NFTs did the deal with. Oh, There's like one address that's like a shopping mall in Utah, and then other addresses with a P.O. box, and other addresses that are also linked to, other addresses in Wyoming that basically, hoard very suspicious LLCs. We'll just kind of leave it at that. But no, how do we know that Trump runs CIC? It's in his financial disclosures. You take a look at it right here. Here's a disclosure that Trump filed in 2023. And you see that CIC Digital LLC, it's Palm Beach. The position that Trump holds is the manager, president, secretary, and treasurer of these companies. So obviously, Trump has an interest in all of these things. Just to remind you of the massive grift right here. Here's a portion where Donald Trump got booed when he was in Philadelphia, where he was trying to sell the gold sneaker and the fragrance. Here, play this clip.
Wow, a lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this room. Thank you. So nice. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan, but we...
And here's a brief portion where Donald Trump announced a big announcement that he was selling NFT trading cards. Here, play this clip.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards.
Yeah, as Aaron Ruper said, geez Louise, he's grifting off of the Bible now. This is what Donald Trump is spending his time doing. As Hillary Clinton said on another post that Donald Trump made recently, she goes, I don't think we should give this guy the nuclear codes again after all of this. And that's what it comes down to, folks. We talk about it here all the time on the Midas Touch Network. This isn't a political thing. It wasn't like, yeah, man, Democrats were like focusing on healthcare and veterans and lowering prescription drug costs and wages and supporting our allies. That's like the liberal progressive thing. And then on the other hand, the conservatives, they're selling Bibles and NFTs and golden sneakers. No, that's Trump. That's Trump. And I know the media wants to normalize this thing. I can't even fathom the concept of President Biden selling sneakers and selling Bibles and posting things like, it's ridiculous. That's why I always say what this election's about is normalcy, pro-democracy against, frankly, craziness and grift and wannabe fascism and authoritarianism. That's why I say I welcome mainstream Republicans. I welcome mainstream conservatives into this pro-democracy movement. Progressives, liberals, independents. Like, let's all just be on team normal right now. And let's look at Trump doing this stuff like with disgust. Like, what the heck are you doing? Well, I'm Ben Mycelis. What is that? I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million thanks to your support. Hit subscribe right now. Oh, check out our new true crime channel. It's called True Crime MTN. You're going to love it. True Crime MTN. Just search it on YouTube. Have a good one.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.